once we understand this, the Seif Yudches and Seif Yudches go very easy. Okay, there's two different categories. One is a Chaya. So Chaya is categorized, for instance, as a deer. And it's non-domestic animals. Any other examples besides a deer, which is kosher? Kosher, let's talk about something which is kosher. There's kinds of gazelles which are kosher, there's other animals which are kosher. So, pardon? Yeah, okay, buffalo is a bit of a suffix, so we'll leave this out, but I'll just show it to Stephen. I don't know if Stephen can see it, I don't know. It's an honor, I don't know if you can see it, I'm not sure. Alright, okay, so it is a chaya. Now, there's two halachas about the chaya. One is that it requires kisui adam. Any chaya, the Torah says, like an oif, a chaya requires kisui adam. So after slaughtering, after shechting, it needs to be, its blood needs to be covered. That's that. On the other hand, there's a kula. And the kula is that its chaylev, its fats are permitted. That goes hand in hand. So again, a chaya is a non-domestic animal, is wild animals. They've got one chumah, one kula. Its stringency is that it requires kisui adam, its blood needs to be covered after shechita. On the other hand, its stringency is that its leniency is that fats are permitted. This is in stark contrast to a behemoth, which is cattle. So behemoths, what are the kosher behemoths? I mean, it's... Yeah. So these are behemoths which are kosher. So the halacha there is exactly the opposite. So it doesn't require kisui adam. After slaughtering, after shechting a behemoth, you don't do kisui adam. Its blood is not covered. There's no such halacha. But on the other hand, its stringency is that its chaylev, its fats are forbidden. Okay, so that's straightforward, and that's both are midiraisa, and both are straightforward, and both are unanimously agreed. The point of question is, what about this koi or this kvi? Depends how you want to call it today. It looks like then we called it a koi, it looks like.
Can I ask, would you, on the facts of the behemoth that are offered, what would that kick in terms of that everyday practice now? All facts of a behemoth, we don't say facts of a behemoth are offered.
No, these are specific, which are removed, all removed. So they don't get anywhere near our the shochtim and nikku and the
ptika.
Yeah, this is not a chile, but there is parts of the animal which are removed, and so they don't get anywhere near our plates.
Correct.
So now, what about the koi? So now the koi. Whether we said yesterday, there's two types of kois. One is a koi which is a mixed breed and has got elements of a behemoth, elements of a chaya. That's one type of koi. There's another type of koi which is an animal which is in its own a suffix. So perhaps a buffalo, according to some, it appears is called a koi. Is the animal categorized as a koi? So whether it's an intrinsic suffix or a mixed breed suffix, it doesn't make a difference, because either way, a koi has got, obviously, because it's a suffix behemoth and a suffix chaya, it's got elements of this and it's got elements of this. So let me ask you, what do we need to do in terms of the kisui adam? We've got to be stringent in terms of the kisui adam, and we do need to cover its blood, because after all, it's got elements of a chaya. On the other hand, with regards to the fats, like a behemoth, there's also, we've got to take that into a stringency, as we've got to take the stringency of a behemoth as well, and therefore we forbid the fats as well. So in other words, to put it simply, since koi is a suffix behemoth, suffix chaya, we've got to take the chumras of the chaya, the chumras of the behemoth, and therefore its blood needs to be covered, and its fats are also. So far, so good. And again, whether it's this category of koi or the other category of koi, it doesn't make a difference. Point being that it's a sophic chai, sophic beim, we've got to do both. Now that's fine and good and straightforward. The problem is, what happens on Yom Tov? What do you do on Yom Tov? And here comes the Chiddush, which is what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us in Seif Yudches. So Seif Yudches, it says as follows. Koi, peyesh, so you've got a koi which is born of a so what he calls over here the it's this mixed breed. And shechtin oisa b'yomtiv, you may not shecht it on yomtiv. That you may not shecht in yomtiv in the first place. Veim shochtoi, and if you did shecht it, why may you not shecht it on yomtiv? Why can you not shecht? Mishnah Berurah in Sifkotan Tzadi Dalet explains. And shechtin oisa b'yomtiv, Sifkotan Tzadi Dalet, shareyev shalechasa yizdomo yad matzi yomtiv, you cannot do its kisui adam. Because kisui adam is only permitted for an animal which requires kisui adam. Here, perhaps it doesn't need a kisui adam because there is 50% chance that it's a behemah, and if it's a behemah, then you don't do kisui adam on it, and therefore you do a kisui adam basis because you know how to. So on a regular random weekday, you can just cover the blood and nothing happens. Fine, very good. But if it's on yom tov, then ultimately you are carrying mukta and you're doing tiltul mukta of something which you may not do. There is no permission to do kisui hadam, covering with earth and blood of a behem on yom tov. So basically, you're between a hard, what's the expression? Between a rock and a hard place. What are you meant to do? Perhaps you have to have kisui adam, and then you should do it. Perhaps you may not kisui adam, and then you can't do it. If it's a behemah, you can't do kisui adam. If it's a chayu, you must do kisui adam. So what are you going to do? What are you meant to do? So therefore, for the loch release, shecht over, find yourself something else to shecht on yom tov. Don't go for a koi out of all things. Okay, that's what the Shulchan Aruch really says. So in Tzivkon Sadeh, Achar Yev Shalechas Yish Domad Matzi Yom Tov, V'Sham Yisbal Lebekak V'Lei Rishum Enikav Levatel Mitzvah Kisui. Well, there is always a chance that perhaps the blood is still going to be recognizable in Matzi Yom Tov, and you could in theory do Kisui Adam on Matzi Yom Tov, but chances are that the blood gets absorbed in the earth and there won't be any blood left, and if there's no blood left, you obviously can't do Kisui Adam. So you've lost the mitzvah. Therefore, you may not shecht a koi on Yom Tov. Vim shochatoi, and if you did shecht it, ein mechasin es damoi, you may not cover its blood. Afilu yishloi of a mochon, even if there's some earth prepared on the side. Why? Bipnei, because in additional chum with Rabbonon, sharoye oima, the bystander will say, vadechayu, is going to misinterpret. And the kisui adam is going to say, oh, well, look, these guys, they are covering the blood. Must be the koi is a chayo. And he's going to, what is he going to do? What's the problem if he thinks it's a chayo? If he thinks it's a chayo, what is he going to end up doing? He's going to allow its fat. And we can't do that. So therefore, you're really stuck. So you cannot therefore shecht a chayo, you cannot shecht the koi on Yom Tov. Pardon? Which, what? Yes.
Yeah, Sofik Deraisa.
Sofik Mitzvah Deraisa, yeah.
And push away. Why? Because I'm pushing it away.
Because the truth is, I'm just saying, I'm not pushing away the mitzvah, I'm just saying, don't do this. Don't shecht the koyon yom tov, and then you don't. I say once I've shechted. Okay, so I have shechted it. Because of the rabbon, because of the gzeira the rabbonon. Yeah. Okay, we find frequently that like shofar on Shabbos the rabbonon, it pushes away the reisa. How that works is a gemara in Yevam. It's a taka very hard to understand. So v'dim lo yikenay matrich lechas tama biyom tov v'yavolet echad bo v'le'erev. If lemais you do see blood, if you did shecht and you do see blood, then you should after yom tov cover it up. V'le'erev yirishumanik im rishumanik yichasen. If you still see some blood after yom tov, you should cover it up. V'dafke sheshochto bekeren zovis v'chay gavna. This is only if you shechted the animal in the corner. Havlim shochto be'emtza achotze. What happens if you did shecht? You weren't meant to, but it did shecht this koi in the middle of the courtyard. Here the remark comes with an interesting kula, and he says, you know what, you were not meant to shecht this koi, but you did, and you happened to have shechted this koi in the middle of the courtyard. Now the Ramo is telling us that if you did shecht in the middle of the court, you afilim dam behem yochel chasois, himishlo ofer muchon, you may cover it. Tari yeshlo darei lo graf shel rei. This is like graf shel rei. It's very what's graf shel rei? What's the expression? What's the English translation of graf shel rei? It's not. It's a muktzah which you're allowed to carry because it's It's not pleasant. It's extremely unpleasant to have blood lying around. It's extremely unpleasant. Dam of a shechted animal is very, it's exceedingly unpleasant, and therefore you may remove it. So therefore, if you did shecht it and if you've got blood lying around in the courtyard, I understand, in the middle of the courtyard, then in the middle of the chotzer, have a kiraf shel rei. It's exceedingly unpleasant, and you may cover it, you should cover it, because things can get dirty in the courtyard. It's most, as the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's called Mitzvah Ches. Why is it? What do you mean? Because there's no mitzvah. Here there's a Sofik mitzvah. The only reason why we have a bit of an agenda to cover the blood of this koi is because it's sofek chaya. On a behemoth, there's no mitzvah, so you don't have to. Are you saying because it's gav shalei? Yeah, all right, but it's no mitzvah. Yeah. Okay. Siv Dutas. Shochat behema v'chaya. If you did shecht a behema and a chaya. If you shechted any behemoth or chayo, v'nisarev domam, and it gets mixed up. The blood of the behemoth gets mixed up with the blood of the chayo. V'yesh lo of a muchon, and there is earth ready on its side. Hoyeif akiro, there is hot ash. Im yochel chasoyis, if you're able to cover it with kira achas, with one shovel, you can just cover it up. Then she'eino tzorich leharbois, and you mustn't increase work because of that. B'shvil dama behemo yichaseno, you may and you should cover it. V'imla, but if it requires more than one shovel, you need to go a few times. And then lo yichaseno, you shouldn't cover it up. Now this is an interesting case. We've got the person that shechted a few animals. Some of them were behemo, some of them were chayas. And now you want to know what to do about it. What are you meant to do about this? What are you meant to do with the blood over here? Should you cover it? Should you not cover it? So the answer is, you should cover it. If you're anyway going to have to cover the blood of the chaya, so it doesn't matter the fact that there is dam behema. If you're anyway covering, you might as well cover both, and that's the end of the story. However, if you've got to go a few times back and forth, which inevitably is because of the increase of blood of the behem, which doesn't really require kisui adam, then you shouldn't go back. Okay, Sif Chof. Shachat Tzipo Me'erev Yom Tov. That's an interesting shayla. Rabbi Yisai, here we shall be addressing an interesting case about the following shayla. Rabbi Yisai, Shlomo Zalman brings from the next case the following shayla. Imagine you have a coffee just before Yom Tov. Does that ever happen to you? Coffee before Yom Tov? Or you a cake? Or I don't know, eat something? Whatever it is. Okay? And you leave it in the sink. Okay? Before Yom Tov. Comes Yom Tov, you want to wash it up. Could you wash it up together with everything else? Or perhaps no, because it's from before Yom Tov. We know we can wash up on Yom Tov, right? We can wash up on Yom Tov what we need, right? Yeah, is that common practice? You wash up on Yom Tov? You wash up on Yom Tov or you don't need to? Well, you use plastic or you go enough for today? Okay, so, I don't know, we wash up. You wash up?
Yeah? Shabbos, you wash up?
I'm not talking about Shabbos. Wow, this is the danger of Zoom. Wow. We're talking about Yom Tov.
I understand, but we said, what about Shabbos?
Okay, Shabbos, okay, let's leave that. Okay, I'm addressing a Yom Tov Shaila. One minute. So, I want to ask, the fact that a person may want to wash up something on Yom Tov, can it only be something which comes from Yom Tov, or perhaps if something was from before Yom Tov, it's a problem as well. Hold on with the question, because I want to just speak out of Shlomo Zalman, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Shlomo Zalman on this eve. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, top of page 222. Shochat Tzipo Me'erev Yom Tov, if a person shechted a bird before Yom Tov, obviously a kosher bird, before Yom Tov. Again, he shechted a bird before Yom Tov. V'loi kiso domoi, and he failed to cover its blood. Does a bird need to have kisui adam? Of course it does. Yes, it does. But he forgot. You know what? He was too busy. He was, distracted. He did not cover the blood of the bird which he shechted before Yom Tov. Shulchan Aruch says, Lo yichasenu b'Yom Tov, he may not cover the blood on Yom Tov. Why not? So here comes the Mishnah Berurah and Tzivkotan Kuvav. Shachat tzipoy lo yichasenu v'afilu yesh le'ofa muchon nami lo shori le'mitrach. There is a designated specific issue over here. Rabbi Isai, you may not cover that blood because it's an unnecessary tircha. If you shecht on Yom Tov, you can cover the blood on Yom Tov. Why? Because you shecht on Yom Tov. But if you only shecht before Yom Tov, you may not do kisui adam. Why? On Yom Tov, why? Extra bother, that's it, extra bother. Don't schedule your work for Yom Tov. Could have done it, you could have covered it before Yom Tov, so fine. Shoyim, so do it before Yom Tov. So don't shecht before Yom Tov to cover the blood on Yom Tov. That's wrong. Right, this is the Mishnah Berurah. And I'm going a few more words. Kiven do yo'ev shalom me'erev Yom Tov, since he could have covered the blood before Yom Tov. Therefore, mimonam simchas yom. Yeah, so therefore it's inappropriate. It's that comes along Reb Shlomo Zalman, and he says, "Oh, that's really interesting." Reb Shlomo Zalman, only Reb Shlomo Zalman could think of such a goyness. He says, "All right, okay, I'm learning from you a concept. Leave out the bird and move away from the blood. What you've got over here is a concept, and the concept surely is that anything which is permitted to do on Yom Tov." And you had a chance to do before Yom Tov. If you had a chance to do before Yom Tov, it's a tichot on Yom Tov. Forget it. Don't do it. You don't have to do that. It's a words in Mishnah Berurah. Lo yishori lelemitach. You don't have to do that. Consequently, the Reb Shlomo Zalman questioned, and he said, "Okay, so think about those dishes. You had dishes which got dirty before Yom Tov. Don't wash them up. Are you allowed to wash them up on Yom Tov?
It's much worse.
Why?" So therefore, should be, is that a reason? So therefore, that's a reason. Again. Since it's a mitzvah element, and yet we may not do it.
You don't have to do it.
So kal
v'chomer. Right, so it's pushed away. Yeah, so
No, but forget. You can say ibchem istabra. You could say that since there's a mitzvah, and never, although there is a mitzvah, nevertheless, I'm not allowed to do the kisui adam if I shecht before Yom Tov. So even more so, I shouldn't be allowed. So he says even a kal v'chomer. So the Rabbi said some big chiddush. I don't know if anybody keeps to that. We're learning now. Any dish that got dirty before Yom Tov, you may not wash on Yom Tov. Do you ever wash? I'm saying, does you have it? I also don't. But is that really aloch lemaisa? Is that really aloch lemaisa? It sounds like a very, very unknown and a very big chiddush. Reb Shlomo Zalman didn't let myself pasken lechumra. He didn't actually want to answer it, but it's hard to find a chiddush. How can we differentiate between the two cases? Do you want to perhaps say that it's not so much of a tircha? Do you want to perhaps say that it's less of a tircha? That kizu adam is a greater tircha, and that's why it's awesome. Washing up is less of a tircha.
When did we define halachas in terms of how much
tircha? Yeah, so the counter argument to what you're saying would be that this is specifically also because of tircha. Look at the words in the Mishnah Berurah.
I would do kisui adam any day over washing up.
Pardon, say that again.
I would do kisui adam any day over washing up. Much more of a tircha.
Okay, I'll let your wife know. there's his mates. I see. You're right. Yeah. Okay.
When
you get
puncher
in Johannesburg. Yeah. The words "Farmer after mother than I have never seen that feels more." Yeah. I don't know. I've never heard anybody asking that. I don't know if there's such a chumrah. It sounds like it makes a lot of sense. And perhaps there's a chilek. I'm not sure. Right. The Mishnah Berurah adds one more point. I'm going to finish off with that. What happens if you? How long, generally speaking, can you do kisui hadam for? If you failed to do it immediately, how long can you still do kisui hadam? It's a general question. How long does it last? Until what stage can you actually do and perform the mitzvah kishat adam. Pardon?
Dries up.
Until it dries up, that's it. Yeah, so the words and the nusach of the poskim is, I'm looking at the end of Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Kovov, ve'im yereshumo nika yichasenu, as long as it's still, what's the shumo nika, it's recognizable, the blood is still visible, then you could still look at Saddam. So Kisei Adam, we're learning now halacha, Kisei Adam, ideally you should do it immediately. If you don't do it immediately, you can still do it as long as the blood is still recognizable. Yeah.
And the Shavuot says,
"Remember,
I'm
a simple Yom Tov left." Yeah, he says that. Yeah, if you shechted before Yom Tov, he's what wants.
But washing dishes, if you don't have any more dishes left,
then
you need to have.
Oh, I see. So you see, there would be Simchas Yom Tov if you don't have any dishes left. What happened to all the other ones? You only have one set. I'm saying, in theory, if you use them all. Yeah, no, but we're only saying the ones that go dirty before Yom Tov. That's the ones you can't wash up.
Let's say you only had this.
Oh, yeah, then you're right. Then you've got a good eye from Mishnah Berurah, Lechorev. There's many of Simchas Yom Tov. Yeah, good point. Very good point. Okay, to recap what we covered today, we spoke about the koi, which is called, well, we spoke about the chaya. Then if Barry can, you see that? Was it mirror writing? Was it upside down?
See it, I can see it. It's upside down. It's very clear, but it's upside down.
So we learned about the chaya. We learned about the behema. We learned both stringencies and both leniencies. We learned the koi. You've got to take both stringencies, which means you need to bechas the dam. You need to, and that's forbidden. We also learned that if there is blood in the middle of a courtyard, you can remove it because of gav shel rei. It's not mukta. We also learned that if you've got a mixture of both bloods, then as long as it's in one shovel, you can just cover them with up. That's fine. It's not mukta. And finally, we learned sifchav that if you shechted the bird before Yom Tov, you may not cover it on Yom Tov because it's a ticha, which was timed wrongly. Okay, gentlemen, I wish you a very good evening, and we shall carry on with Hashem tomorrow.